Good morning. It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and joining us on the phone for our regular every other day update, which, you know, things take a backward spin. We may go back to everyday update. Julie Gibbs is with us this morning. Julie's the Riley County Health Department Director and Health Officer for Riley County. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Welcome back to reality after a holiday weekend and lots of activities over the weekend. I know that there are a lot of family gatherings and such, and many doing their own little independent fireworks shows because there is no really big show anywhere. But let's start off this morning, and Julie, if you would please, just bring us up to date on some of the numbers that you've seen come through here in Riley County over the last few days.
Sure. So as of yesterday at about 5 o'clock, Riley County has 295 confirmed positives. Out of those, 149 are considered active cases that we're still monitoring. We have had 143 recover, and then, of course, we've had the 3 deaths. We do have one COVID patient still in the hospital. We do have 163 tests pending, and we've had a total of 3,021 negative tests in the county so far. So to kind of put this all into perspective, right now we're sitting at 13.8% positive rate. And to give you an idea of how our June went, the first couple weeks in June, we were at about a 2% positivity rate. The week of the 15th, we saw a big jump up to 15.7. And then the week of the 22nd, we were at 18.8. Last week, we did come back down to 13.8. So that's the good news.
How many new cases over the weekend?
We had a little over 20 cases over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, what are you hearing from healthcare facilities and not just Essentia Via Christi Hospital, but also some of the private medical providers as far as, you know, the level of patients that they're having to take care of, that they're treating right now?
Yeah, so we've heard from a few of them that they are being overwhelmed, and I think a lot of that is due to, you know, there's what Bob Koppel has mentioned on our Facebook Live last week. There's a couple of different bugs going around right now that aren't necessarily COVID, but some of the same symptoms, but might be due to that a little bit. We have been seeing more individuals coming through the swabbing station. And actually, last week, our volume was down compared to the week before. However, we're still seeing an average of 25 to 30 individuals come through that swabbing station every afternoon. Our call volume has increased quite a bit in the last few weeks. We've been getting about 70 individuals that will call that call, that screening line, every day. So we're seeing more and more individuals. Again, there's other things going around, too, so it's not just COVID. We've been seeing, actually, as I just mentioned, our numbers, we've been seeing a lot more negative tests come through. So that's the good thing. Hopefully that will help to drive down our percent positive rate.
Mm-hmm. You still have the screening hotline number.
We do. Yep, that's available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., and that number is 785-323-6400. So that's the number that you'd call if you have any symptoms.
Do you have any idea of how many calls you've been getting on that number here recently?
Yeah, we get about 70 per day. So we have a couple of different nurses that manage that screening line, and we're very grateful for their time because they're donating their time doing that. But they do get quite a few calls in every day.
We're speaking today with Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Officer and Director of the Riley County Health Department. One of the things I know that is obviously very important to trying to get ahead or get, you know, re-flatten the curve, I guess we could probably say, is that people need to basically do the right thing to protect themselves and those around them.
Absolutely. Yeah, we did such a good job in the beginning, you know, of staying away from other people, only going out when we really need to. And, you know, we're not in a stay-at-home order, but we still want people to proceed with caution. You know, just make sure that you're practicing that social distance. When you're going out somewhere and you see that that place is crowded, you may not want to go in. Definitely wear your mask when you go out. We are under the governor's order currently, and so we are required to wear masks in public places and then outside only when we're not able to maintain that social distance. So just keep doing those things. We can hopefully drive down that percent positive rate if we adhere to those things that we started off doing in the beginning.
Tell us a little bit about where we are in terms of Riley County health orders and how that you know, coincides with what Governor Laura Kelly has issued.
Yeah, so currently we are under order number 13 as far as locally. The command staff is meeting this morning. We'll meet throughout the week, of course, but really looking this morning at what the next order is going to look like. That would be order number 14, probably keeping mass gathering sizes the same since we haven't seen a big drop in our percent positives. And likely looking at some other restrictions, maybe as far as the bars and restaurants go, with a lot of our contact tracing, we are still linking those back to Aggieville bars mainly. And so we're going to take a hard look at that this morning and determine what that number 14 will look like.
Okay. What do you anticipate from the governor this week?
You know, I'm not really sure. I'm just not really sure that could be coming out later this week. But as far as her executive order, currently the mask mandate, of course, I mentioned earlier, we are required to wear a mask in public places and outside when you cannot maintain that 6 feet of social distance. For more information on her order, you can actually view her order on her website. It's governor.kansas.gov. And you can see what exemptions there are. There are quite a few exemptions, so I encourage people to take a look at that.
Mm-hmm. Well, today is going to be a day and or a time frame in which, you know, local leaders are going to be taking a look at possibly implementing a mask ordinance here. I know the Manhattan City Commission is looking at some discussions on that tomorrow night. Are you participating in that too?
I'll be zooming in on that as well. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess all those are Zooms, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Zoomer. Well, you know, and I think that that's going to be interesting to see how that lays out tomorrow with the Manhattan City Commission. Of course, the Riding County Commission did nothing to exempt themselves. But does it come as a bit of a surprise that most Kansas counties have overridden the governor's order and not gone into the requirements that she's requested?
You know, not really. Some of those counties that have decided to override that, I think they're not seeing the numbers that we're seeing. It didn't really surprise me when I saw that a lot of them were opting out of that. They're just not seeing the huge increase in those numbers, and especially some of those smaller counties that haven't seen any or that all of their positives have recovered. It doesn't surprise me that they've opted out of that.
Well, you know, especially to the north of us, you know, when you take it to consider, I think all the way from Mitchell over to Brown County, they just had, you know, a handful of numbers in those states or in those counties.
Right. Yep. I will say, you know, the masks are, they're definitely a good tool to have. It's a good prevention mm-hmm. tool. So we can still definitely use that along with our social distancing and good hand hygiene.
And like you said, you encourage people to do the right thing.
That's right. Yes.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. And pending how things go here over the next few days, so we're going to continue with the Monday, Wednesday, Friday visits with you here on News Radio KMAN. And we thank you for joining us this morning and talk to you Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
7:11 at News Radio KMAN. A look at our fork.